takes me back in Manitoba many moons ago. It's that time of the week. Yes, Gordon Goldsborough joins us for his segment of Abandoned Manitoba. And he joins me now with a bit of an update, Gordon.
Yeah. Well, of course, inevitably, when you talk about abandoned places, there are updates. Things change. So, for example, last week in Neepawa, a building that we talked about almost exactly 2 years ago, in October 2016, we talked about the castle. If you drive into Neepawa from the east, there's a grand building on the south side of the main road going through Neepawa. Well, at least there was until earlier this week. The bulldozer went at it, and it is now a pile of rubble. Unfortunately, yeah, the Davidson House, built in 1887, and it was actually built by the founder of Neepawa, a fellow by the name of John Davidson, and unfortunately, wasn't in great shape. It had been empty for quite a number of years, and it is no more.
Well, that's a little sad.
Well, you know.
Inevitable, I suppose.
Things happen, you know. You can't keep everything.
You can't keep everything.
The other update, of course, is last week we talked about buildings in limbo. And some of them were buildings that, you know, I expressed hope that we would see some action. And it turns out one of them has. The St. James Hotel on Portage Avenue, west of Polo Park. A listener contacted me and said, in fact, he had seen numerous construction vehicles out front. So it looks like perhaps things are getting in action there. So,
well, that balances out.
Precisely.
A happy ending.
Yeah.
I love those updates. And thank you to that listener for calling in.
Sure.
That's
thing.
Very nice. Okay,
yeah.
So back to this week. Remind us of
okay.
The clue.
So I said we would be visiting a building in the Interlake that was connected to an important event that occurred in the Marlborough Hotel here in Winnipeg in November of 1925. And the event that I was referring to was the formation of what we now think of today as the Royal Canadian Legion. Of course, the Legion, an organization for veterans, and it was formed here in Winnipeg in November of 1925. And the building, the connection we're making, is that there is a former Legion Hall in the town of Hodson, Manitoba, in the North Interlake.
And of course, very timely with Remembrance Day coming up.
Well, that's absolutely right. And of course, not just the Remembrance Day coming up, but this year, of course, is also the 100th anniversary of the end of the First World War. So it's probably appropriate that we would consider an organization that harkens back to just the end of the First World War.
So give us a bit of a history lesson on why the Legion was founded.
Well, of course, soldiers that would return from military service overseas, you know, they probably missed sort of the camaraderie they had with all of their other soldiers in arms. They missed the sort of military life. And I think a lot of them, too, experienced difficulty sort of readapting to civilian life. Things weren't quite as they had been when they left to go overseas. And so they thought they would put together sort of organizations that would sort of advocate on their behalf, sort of in a social sense. Sometimes they could get together, they could, enjoy their common experiences, relive some of their experiences overseas. And so in the late days of the First World War, quite a number of these sort of veterans groups were formed. And in fact, here in Winnipeg, there were as many as 15 of these veterans groups, the most notable being one called the Great War Veterans Association that was established actually before the war ended in 1917.
And what happened to them?
Well, unfortunately, because there were so many of them, quite a number of them were a little disorganized and they tended to work a little at cross purposes with one another. Many of them had the same objective, you know, to advocate on behalf of veterans. So when a fellow visited Winnipeg in the middle of 1925, a fellow named Field Marshal Douglas Haig, otherwise known as Earl Haig, he had been one of the major British generals during the First World War. He visited Winnipeg and he met with a number of veterans group and he said, you know, you guys should unite under one organization. That's where you really can, you know, get things going. And so I guess they took Earl Haig's advice. So they got together, the Great War Veterans Association and several of these other groups. They met at the Marlborough Hotel here in Winnipeg between the 25th and the 27th of November. And the outcome was something that they called, now wait for it, the Canadian Legion of the British Empire Service League.
It's a bit of a mouthful.
Absolutely. So as a result, pretty much everybody simply called them the Canadian Legion. And in fact, it wasn't until 1960 that they acquired the royal part of their name to become the Royal Canadian Legion. So for many, many years, they were known as the Canadian Legion.
And what does the Legion do?
Well, basically, today it advocates on behalf of veterans. It advocates on behalf of its members generally. And they help veterans that are suffering hard economic times. You know, during the Great Depression, for example, they helped a lot of veterans that were down on their luck. More recently, of course, we know that they are actively involved in promoting remembrance of wartime service. You know, they go into schools, for example, and other venues, particularly around a Remembrance Day. They have, of course, their annual poppy campaign to raise awareness. You know, so we'll be seeing people wearing poppies over this next few weeks, remembering these people that served. And, of course, some of them didn't come home.
How is the membership of the Legion now?
Well, of course, inevitably, an organization that caters to veterans is likely to wane in the when these veterans get old. And we haven't had major conflict around the world. Canadians, of course, fought in the First World War, the Second World War, the Korean War, and then, of course, other events as well, Afghanistan and so on. But the number of veterans overall has declined. And as a result, the Legion membership has declined, too. So that today, for example, you don't have to be a veteran to be a member of the Legion. In fact, any Canadian over the age of 18 can become a member. And presently, I'm told only about one third of the membership are in fact former veterans. They in fact encourage RCMP officers, both past and present, to become members of the Legion too.
Tell me more about this Legion in Hodgson.
Okay, well, it was formed in the closing days of the Second World War. It started in February of 1945, and it was originally located not in Hodgson, but in Fisherton, which is actually south and west of Hodgson, a few miles, about 10 miles. And it wasn't until about 12 years later, late 1957, that they moved to the town of Hodgson. And the present building, the building that's there today, actually was built in 1964. So by the time it celebrated its 50th anniversary, it had about 200 members. This would be about sort of September of 1995. They had about 200 members in this Legion.
So it was doing quite well. Fast forward a few decades,
yeah.
What happened?
Well, even within a couple of decades, by November of 2007, there were persistent rumors around the community that the Legion was on kind of shaky financial ground. And so I don't know whether that had anything to do with it, but in late 2007, then they renamed the lodge. Before that, it had been known as the Hodgson Legion. They named it the Sergeant Tommy Prince Legion. And of course, listeners will know that Sergeant Tommy Prince was one of the most widely decorated Indigenous veterans. So they thought perhaps that maybe that would cement their relationship with the nearby Peguis First Nation. Of course, Peguis is one of the larger First Nations in Manitoba. And there are, of course, veterans that live on the reserve. And I think they thought perhaps by renaming it in honor of Sergeant Prince, that might encourage more membership. But unfortunately, I don't know that it worked.
I was going to ask, do you think did it make a difference?
Well, no, unfortunately not. The Hodgson Legion closed in 2009. And in fact, because it owed quite a lot of money in back taxes, the building was seized by the municipality. And it was eventually sold to a real estate developer who planned apparently to turn it into a bar and grill. That didn't pan out. And I came across a reference that in 2010, there was plans to sell it to the Peguis First Nation, and they were going to turn it into sort of a regional educational facility. So I don't know whether that ever happened, but it isn't the case today. The building is sitting empty. And in fact, in front of the building, and this is the part that I'm a little worried about, in front of the building is a cenotaph, a war memorial to the veterans of the local area that were killed in military service. And I know I came across references when the Legion was closing, they were making plans to move that cenotaph. They were either going to move it to the cemetery in Hodgson, or they were going to move it to a special memorial park in Fisher Branch a few miles away. Well, obviously, neither of those happened, and the cenotaph is still there, standing beside this vacant building. And it worries me that cenotaph may be at risk. And, you know, those cenotaphs are important, you know, because they remind us of these people that served and died.
What condition is it in?
Well, the cenotaph itself is in good condition, as is the building. You know, it seems to me that this is a building that could be turned to some other use, but So far, it just hasn't happened.
How many Legion branches are in Manitoba now?
Well, at present, there are 50 active ones. And there's about 15 of them here in Winnipeg, but there are several former Legions if you look a little more deeply. So, for example, here in Winnipeg, Legion Branch Number 1, the very first branch of the Canadian Legion, is now defunct. The building that it had on Sargent Avenue appears, from what I can tell from the outside, appears not to be in use. The signs have been taken down, and it surrendered its charter back in 2016. Some listeners may know that if you're over by the Millennium Library, sort of kitty corner to the Millennium Library, there's another Legion there. It was quite active until about 2000. And in fact, it was one of the first Legions to close, apparently because of financial problems. So Legions having financial problems is not an uncommon occurrence, unfortunately.
Gordon, thank you for this.
Oh, you're welcome.
Very interesting. What's up for next week?
Well, next week we're going to talk about a book I have coming up soon entitled More Abandoned Manitoba. It's going to launch on Thursday, the 25th of October, and I thought we maybe talk a little bit about it.
I think we should. I know you've been working on this for a while, and I'm really excited to come to the launch, so I look forward to hearing more about it.
Okay. We'll see you then.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many